Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Shannon Farrell helping us talk about succession planning in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. Feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, you think about these things from time to time. How do you successfully pass your farm or ranch operation successfully to the next generation? Dr. Shannon Farrell is a lawyer, and he's an associate professor at Oklahoma State University's Ag Economics Department. And he's a pro when it comes to working with farmers and ranchers on succession plans.
If you ask any producer, farmer, rancher, their core value is that they want to make sure that their family can keep this farm operation together to the next generation and that they can keep their family engaged with that operation. And, you know, there's lots of emotional and business reasons for wanting to do that. I think a lot of the concerns that landowners have is, how do I go about doing that? Is it as simple as having an estate plan? Do I just need a will? Do I need a trust? Or are there more layers to it? And, you know, as we look at the industry information and we look at the research, the most successful businesses, whether they're farms or ranches or just family-owned businesses, really have a plan in place that over time is going to make sure that we transfer not only the assets, but we transfer the business, we transfer the values to that next generation, and that next generation is prepared and they're willing and able to take their role as they move forward with the business.
And Shannon Farrell says a successful succession plan is really a process.
Well, and you said the word exactly right. It's a process. Because I think when we have these meetings, a lot of people come initially because they think, well, I need an estate plan. I need a will. I need a trust. If I take care of that, then that's going to handle all these steps. And it's just really not the case. So what we've been really kind of working on is trying to develop an awareness with our audiences to say an estate plan is a critical piece of this process, but it's a process. There are lots of steps beyond that if you really want to make this business robust enough to make that transfer to the next generation.
And Shannon Farrell says as you get your arms around the money part of estate planning, it's always been about death and taxes. It still is.
You know, from the regulation standpoint, the thing I always worry about is the tax side of this, you know, the estate tax. And honestly, things have been getting a little better on that front because with the most recent estate tax return reforms, which are a few years old, you know, this year, for example, in 2016, you can pass $5.45 million of property and owe no federal estate tax. You get together with your spouse, come up with a combined plan, you know, obviously that number kicks up to $10.9 million. So for the vast majority of our operations, there's not going to be an estate tax bite so long as you take the bull by the horns and do some planning to make sure you take full advantage of that. If you don't and you have an operation that's larger than that, you could find yourself coughing up some significant value there. Any amount of property that you've got over that 5.45 or combined $10.9 million, you know, that's a 40% estate tax rate. That's roughly half, and that takes a big bite pretty quick.
Dr. Shannon Farrell, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.